ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय. We are looking to one verse from 6th chapter. One, six, seven. I'm sorry?
Is this one part of the 8th verse?
No. This new one. Swasvantantra na kalpasi. Swasvantantra na kalpasi. Yogakshemam mamechati.
Yogakshemam mamechati.
Ishasayivashiloko.
Yoshadarumahiyata.
Sing all together. Kalpasi.
Yogakshemam
mamechati.
Yoga Shema Mamechati.
Yoga Shema Mamechati. Sasya Hiva
This in Sanskrit, saha is he, and if it is dirgha, if it is long, sa, then it is feminine. Sa, sa means she. She means mother of, here mother of Naraji. Sa, she, asvatantra, was dependent. Na, not, kalpa, able, asit, was, yogakshemam, maintenance, mama, my, ichati, all desirous, ishasya, of providence, he, for, vashe, under the control of, Lokaha, everyone, Yosha, doll, Darumai, made of wood, Yatha, as much as. Translation by Shri Prabhupada ki. Please repeat. She wanted to look after my maintenance properly. But because she was not independent, she was not able to do anything for me. The world is under the full control of the Supreme Lord. Therefore, everyone like a wooden doll in the hands of puppet master. This verse does not have any purpose because the message is clear. And the message is clear, Prabhupada doesn't write the purpose. Read the translation. Read the translation again.
She wanted to look after my maintenance.
She looked at
properly. But because she was not independent, she was not able to do anything for me. The world is under the full control.
Beautiful. Then the second line is very, very important. Ishyasya hi vashe loko yosha darume yata. Vashe is very important there. Vashe means under the full control of. There is no other way. Everything in this animate or inanimate, everything helplessly follows the order of Krishna. That is the meaning of this. And this buddhi, this intelligence, is Vishuddha. Vishuddha. Those who understand this transcendental fact, they are not stuck anywhere in the material world. Because in any situation, they think that it's under the control of Krishna. So he wants, what can we do? That's why we are completely out of anxiety, out of petty differences, you know. Then the purpose of Bhagavatam, to clear our intelligence. And that is in Bhagavad Gita, it's very nicely said that Vishuddhaya buddhya yukto dhutyatmanam vidasvacha. So nice verses, those three verses, you know. Take out Bhagavad Gita, 1851-53. from 18th chapter, 51 to 53. Buddhya Vishuddhaya Yukto. Krishna says in the last chapter, the Vishuddha Buddhi. And the main symptom of Vishuddha Buddhi is Isha Sahi Vashe Doko Yosha Daru Mayyata. Have you found it?
Yes,
yes. I see, read.
In the translation or?
No, no, in the verse. Buddhya Vishuddhaya
Yukto. Buddhya Vishuddhaya
Yukto. Dhritya Atmanam Niyamya Cha. Dhritya Atmanam Nityam Paro Nityam Vairagyam Samuprasitam
Ahamkaram Phalam Darpam
Ahamkaram Dharanam Darpam Kamam Krodham Parigraham The thing is, this one principle that is Ishasehi Vashe Loko Yosha Daru Mayyata. If one principle you can remember from the pages of Bhagavatam, your intelligence is completely cleared. As I told you, that these material matters should not be impediment to our devotional service. And they are, you know. Because always the differentiation attitude is there. We differ each other. Whereas the common sense thread is always a common sense. That's why it is known as common sense. Samanya buddhi. And common sense is depending on this. Isha Sahi Vashe Doko Visadharvita. Then somebody creates loss to us. It's all right. Somebody gain, all right. No gain, all right. Happens, all right. Doesn't happen, all right. Everything is all right. Pause, gumse, chance. In Gujarati, three words are there. Pause, gumse, chance. Pause means, for me, everything is good. That's pause. Gam se, I like everything. Chal se, everything. I feel it's all right. This is the way. That is Vishuddha Buddhi. Otherwise, Buddhi is contaminated. If you don't have this type of intelligence, depending on this, Isha Sahi Vashe Loko, Yosha Daru Mayyata, any other Buddhi, he is contaminated. And contaminated with the will unnecessarily cause anxiety to us. That is the nature of contaminated intelligence. Contaminated intelligence means personified anxiety. Anxiety. And the whole world, including us, we are just completely misled, misdirected, you know, regarding these things. The more and more contamination is there day after day. Nobody tries to purify it. Contamination we increase. And that's why the anxiety never leaves us. And as soon as the anxiety takes a grip on our whole being, our being gets diseased. Our body gets diseased. So the anxiety has taken grip over this. Whatever we are doing here, I don't know. But at least to some extent we are out of anxiety. And because we are out of anxiety, our sleep is unbroken. Our behavior is not that frenetic, you know. We are not running after anything or we are not doing anything. Nothing is done really here. That is the way that we are becoming anxiety-free. Whatever little we can put into practice, the immediate result is there. Immediate. You may stop the material activities. Please don't do anything, just read Bhagavad Gita. Read Bhagavad Gita. Don't do anything like that. Some or the other, 12 o'clock, something will come in front of you. It doesn't come as so much as already come. So it doesn't matter. Atla divasadi khadu chhe ne. Hove bichar divas nahi mali to suvadu. Please, some or the other you have to come to this Vishuddha Buddhi. Otherwise, the contaminated intelligence creates the hell for all the living entities around us. And Buddhi is always contaminated in general. So the hell is let loose. So in this hell is let loose, we have to be clear. We have to steer clear. Every living entity, knowingly or unknowingly, will try to harm the other living entity. Where the Buddha is contaminated. And particularly, we harm the living entities more when there is no opposition. Where there is no opposition, we harm more. This is our tendency. Mother can't oppose you. As it is, she is getting to her age or whatever. She cannot do anything. So we are very angry at her. Don't care for her. The divine entity, by whose causeless mercy you have seen the sunlight, and then he says, scratch. No. This is not the Vishuddha Buddhi. This Buddhi is highly contaminated Buddhi. And as soon as you disrespect that pious living entity, you are going to be covered by innumerable anxieties. By their blessings, your life becomes sublime. And whether you serve them or not, parents, they will bless you. But those who serve, they get special blessings. So service must be there. Father and mother should never be looked at like that. In Gujarati we call it, whatever he says, it's night at the moon, ji. In this past, to that extent we should be very, very respectful to those living entities. That is the Bhagavatam principle. And if you don't follow this, then Buddha is contaminated. And father and mother comes first. Then elders, all the elders, they're as good as father and mother. In Vedic culture, even somebody is 2 years older than us, we pay obeisance to him. That's how we regard. Age is respected. And it starts from parents. And you can see the difference at the moment. There are no families really of that type. But in the past, we had seen the difference. That those who obey their parents, the family was prosperous. Those who didn't obey, they were destroyed. It was completely clear in front of our eyes. And now everywhere the disrespect is there. So the destruction is at large. This is it. You don't follow the Vedic principle and you are destroyed completely. Contamination increases. Now this cloth, because it's clean, it's surviving. As soon as it becomes dirty, if it's not washed, then it will again tear itself because of the contamination. And that is what is happening regarding the present society. Their contamination is so much increasing. It's going torn here and there and there and there. How many patches you can put? So cleaning process must be there for Vishuddha Buddhi. That process is given by Prabhupada in a very simple way. That without much endeavor, we can clean the society. And before we try to clean the society, we clean ourselves first. That's all. And only one thing you have to remember. In whole of Bhagavatam, if you want to remember one sentence, remember this sentence, please. Isha Sri Vashidoko, Yusha Darumayata, that's it. Nothing more and nothing less. And that translation only. Read the translation. For that part only. The world is under
the full control.
The world is under the full control
of the Supreme Lord.
Of the Supreme Lord.
Therefore,
everybody is like a wooden doll.
With the hands of a puppet master.
That's it. Come on, read. Isha Sehi. Bol, Isha Sehi. Vashay Loko. Yosha Daru Mayata. Repeat. Still his mind is not there.
The world is under the full control.
No. Isha Sehi.
Isha Sehi.
Yosha Daru Mayi. Yata, again. Isha Sehi. Read loudly. Again. The fine pronunciation. Why can't you do? I don't know. At this age, my pronunciation is clear. My pronunciation should go everywhere here and there because of the age. Isha. Why can't you pronounce? I don't know. Is it very difficult? Ishasya. And we Indians can pronounce very properly. Ishasya. Hey, what do you mean? What do you mean, man? You're a young man. Ishasya. Ishasya hi vashe doko. And sha, ish. Ish maje sha se. E pela yosha darumit mati judo se. Pedo papoliyo se. Yosha ma papoliyo se. Che, chupri se darbe se. જો એમાં યોશામાં જે શ્વ છે એ પફોડીયો છે અને પેલો શ્વ છે એ શાસ્ત્રગુનો છે. બંને જુદા છે. ઈશસ્ય ఈశస్య అనే పిలువ యూషా 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 దారుమీద దీస్ డిఫరెన్స్ దీస్ పీపుల్ కెనాట్ టేక్ ఇట్స్ నాట్ దేర్ లాంగ్వేజ్ బట్ ఈస్ అవర్ లాంగ్వేజ్ అండ్ వాట్ ఆర్ డూయింగ్ మ్యాన్ యూ డోంట్ నో బరక్డి యూ డోంట్ నో కక గగో వై ఆర్ యూ క్లియర్ ఈశ్వర్ 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 మా శ్వ సాంబ్రుణ અને શ્વેતકોણમાં પેલો પફોડી હશે આપણે જાણીએ છીએ આ બધું ઇઝ ઇટ વેરી ડિફિકલ્ટ ફોર અસ ઈશસ્ય ઈશસ્ય ન તું બરાબર બોલતો નથી હા કમણ ધીસ ઇઝ વેરી ક્લિયર બારાગડીની વાત છે આ બધી પ્રાઇમરી સ્કૂલની વાત છે દીકરા વેર આર વી ગોઈંગ વેર આર વી ઇન્ડિયા હેડિંગ ફોર આઈ ડોન્ટ નો જીવવું છે મેં દીકરાઓ બનવું છે તમને શું કરવું ઈશસ્ય વશે લોકો યોષા દારૂ મહી હતા ઓનલી વન સેન્ટેન્સ આઈ વોન્ટ યુ ટુ રિમેમ્બર ફ્રોમ ભાગવતમ કમ ઓન રિપીટ షట్కోన్ నశ షట్కోన్ బుల్తో షట్కోన్ నశ యోషా ఈశ సీ ద డిఫరెన్స్ యోషా ఈశ దేర్ ఇస్ ద డిఫరెన్స్ ఇన్ అండ్ దట్ డిఫరెన్స్ ఈజ్ కర్ణ మధుర్ It should be properly pronounced. Otherwise, nobody likes to hear Sanskrit. Sanskrit is a very sophisticated language. Same SS they call it, but there is a difference. And they say diacritical marks are different. Sometimes it's up, sometimes it's down. The sh is down, S under dot, and S above line is sh, ishas. Please, they have differentiated very nicely. There is not a single mistake in all of Bhagavatam, in diacritical marks also. Please, somebody has done a very, very big job for this Bhagavatam, transliteration particularly. In transliteration, the Western world also can understand how to pronounce it differently. But unfortunately, nobody sits and nobody has time to meditate on the pronunciations. This is the greatest drawback in our society. See, this society is meant for Bhagavatam. Except Bhagavatam, nothing should be done. The first thing should stop is collection. This society, if they want to survive, first thing they stop is collection. Because of collection, we are completely mislaid here and there. We think that collection is the main thing. It's not collection, diacritical marks. And Bhagavatam is our aim. Bhagavatam is our aim. Don't do anything at all, do Bhagavatam, that's it. And you'll get rice or dal, whatever. We don't rasgullas daily. What is the use of the rasgulla? Eat and sleep. Bit of rice and wake up, you know. We can't cure, but we should have a wing in ISKCON which doesn't collect and which only does Bhagavatam. We want to have that wing, that this ISKCON wing is not after money, people know that, and they only do Bhagavatam. That's it. That wing is the desirable wing. And that wing eventually will be more prosperous than the wing that collects. That is guaranteed. Guaranteed. We are only 10 years in this area, and Dwarka and this place, including, we have 65 crores worth property. Which business is there? In 10 years you earn 65 crores. And we don't collect anything. please, he gives. But we are missing the point. We think that we are doing, we are collecting. No need of collection, the Bhagavatam is required. And this is only one sentence. Please try to remember this and the translation. Go on, repeat. You should say. तने हजी आवड़त नहीं हमको तने मारी नहीं जो पड़े नहीं धोखो न पड़े तेज तेने आवड़े नहीं वी आर वन टीचर यू आर जस्ट हीट यस यू एंड बिकॉज वी आर अफ्रेड ऑफ हीटिंग वी आर करेक्ट इट मैं चाब नो सामने अने षटकोण न छ आम कहीं बहुत मुश्किल पेलो मारे धोखो माथा पर એને બરાબર આવડી પ્લીઝ વી આર લુઝિંગ એવરીવેર ઇન ડ્રેસ વી હેવ લોસ્ટ અવર ક્લોઝ આર ગોન એન્ડ નાવ ડે બાય ડે ધ ક્લોઝ આર લેસ ઓન અવર બોડી એન્ડ વી ડોન્ટ હેવ બોડી ટુ એક્ઝિબિટ વોટ એવર બાંબુ સ્ટિક્સ આર દેર દેર એક્ઝિબિટ Instead of that, just please have a nice week, then no money, asking money, and everybody should come and recite Bhagavatam, try to understand Bhagavatam. That is the only use of these places. Otherwise, what is the use of all this cement and iron? thousands and lakhs of rupees are gone in this. There is no use. This is the only use. And please try to increase the being which doesn't run after money, only reads Bhagavatam. Nothing else. Nothing else. We don't want. We just have a little bit of prasadam and Bhagavatam. That's it. Nothing. This is the way to run after Bhagavatam. Prabhupada had made Bhagavatam as his goal of existence. He wanted to translate the whole thing. And in the end of the life, he stopped anything and everything, but he continued with the translation. So how much important he might have thought about this thing. Why can't we follow Prabhupada in that way? We sing Prabhupada, 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 Prabhupada. He cries day and night, but doesn't follow at all. Really, if you care for Prabhupada, you should not leave Bhagavatam for a single second. That is the way. And we see this sentence, at least one sentence, remember. And everything is there. Vishuddha Buddhi want. We want completely purified intelligence. So why to carry the contaminated intelligence and purify it? Already the purification is there. Just remember this one sentence and your intelligence is purified. So why to carry the contaminated one? But we condemn it first and then purify. I don't have sufficient breath to insist this point. But please come to the pages of Bhagavatam if you want your elevation. Also forget about the progress of the world or preaching or whatever. You have to progress yourself. Unless you are up to the mark, what are you going to preach? And up to the mark means it's only one sentence. Come on, read. The whole world is under the control of the Supreme Lord. Therefore, everyone, puppet master. We know that game, puppet master. He wooden dolls are in his hand. He pulls the strings. And our strings are also pulled continuously. This pulling and pushing is going on by Krishna, and we are dancing. Sometimes we open a shop, sometimes we sell, sometimes we buy, sometimes we spend. So many things are going on according to his pulling.
Strings are the
Yes, no, no. Everything is under his control. More has nothing to do. Nothing to do. Modes are interwoven according to his desire. So modes also, they are not independent. They are under full control. That is the meaning of the whole world. Is under the full control of the Supreme Lord. See, Prabhupada's sentence, don't change. The whole world is under the full control. Full means three modes are not different. They are also under his control. The whole world is under the full control of the Lord. And therefore, everybody is excellent. In the hands of the Puppet Master. Only few, 10 words are there. He gives the whole Bhagavatam to you. And as soon as you remember this, your intelligence is purified. Purified in the sense that you don't get stuck into the material world anywhere. Our behavior is that we are stuck from corner to corner. And as soon as you try to understand the supreme control, transcendental control, you are completely out of the worry. That is the main reason, isn't it? Now we are sitting here. Our children are here and there in England, there and there, somewhere in America and somewhere here and there. What can we do for them? But we have full faith. That Isha Sahi Vashe Doko, Isha Daru Vayyata. So they are also under the control of the Supreme Lord. So we have Supreme Lord fortunately with us in the form of names and Bhagavad Gita and Bhagavatam. So really if we are worried about our own people, we should be more with Bhagavad Gita. I mean, your child is there. And what are you doing here? And what can you do for her? She is getting older. She is drinking, she is digesting. She is doing everything, and you are sitting here. Really, if you are worried about her, go to Bhagavad Gita. Go to Bhagavatam, chant. Then, no, my child. That is the meaning of this. Yushadha Rumiyata. Everywhere, you are off the anxiety. Any problem, and this sentence will redeem you. That is Krishna. Any problem gopis had, and she approached Krishna. That is gopi bhava. And he is recommended by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also, that you should follow the gopi bhava. Means any problem and Krishna. Any problem and Krishna. Any problem and Isha Sri Vashidokva Isha Dharvi. Non-different from Krishna. Bhagavatam is non-different, Bhagavad Gita is non-different. So any problem, and go to Bhagavatam, go to Krishna. That is how Krishna is here. This is the thing to be understood. And as soon as you do this, you are off the worry.
I have one question. The Vajrabhasa thought of Krishna as a little child, right?
I'm sorry?
The Vrajavasi,
they
thought of Krishna as a child.
So
whenever they had problem, why would they go to a child?
He was a child, but they didn't think he was a child. They knew that he is all-powerful. Because as a child, he could live the... How can he be a child?
But isn't
it said,
Maharaj, they didn't know Krishna?
No, but that is the thing. He did inhuman acts. And to kill demons as a child. Man, he was 3 days old and Putana was killed. So they knew that he is a child but he is not a child. And he relieved them. When he drank the whole fire, when he was only 4 years old, he purified the poisoned water. Who can do it? Even now we can do it with all our advancement. You cannot purify the river which is poisoned. Please take seriously your deed. And that's why we are really advised by Bhagavatam San Mukhritam Bhavadiya Vartam. Jivanti San Mukhritam Bhavadiya Vartam. You should stay your life hearing his greatest activities through the mouth of bona fide sources. San Mukhritam Bhavadiya Vartam. And he said, how nice few sentences from Bhagavatam. And it gives you anxiety-free life.
Yesterday the parents came, so the mother was very much in anxiety. She was worried about her daughter. But after hearing that here is Krishna is there and children are attached to Krishna and things are done automatically. She admitted that now just hearing these things, I am free from anxiety.
And they are ready to... When she came, she was really afraid of it. That was the thing. And she said that, I rang you very peacefully, send you to you whatever you are told. She was free. This is Bhagavati Arba, what we have. We don't have anything. I told you that if you have Bhagavatam, everything, very means of conquest, Jaya Mudire, this, if you want to conquer anything, Bhagavatam is the thing. No, don't run here and there. And as I told you, always in our life, knowingly or unknowingly, many times we don't want to do false things. But even then we do. It happens. And then we have to suffer that, to that extent. But why suffering also? If you have Bhagavatam with you, the suffering will not be there. This is how. You know, people have to go to prison. Yesterday I told that this world is so very complicated now. That today we are sitting here nicely. Tomorrow we don't know really who will have to go to prison out of us. Because we are breaking so many laws. We are caught and we are punished. And we don't know even that we are punished. We end up in jail. This is a very complex society. But wherever you are, the advice is very clear from Prabhupada that you carry Bhagavatam with you. And Bhagavatam means only one sentence. More slokas if you can carry, that will be like a Vaikuntha. But at least one line here and there you carry, even then you are liberated from the anxiety, anxious life. Please remember this. This is the result we have to put into practice for ourselves and guide the world in this way. And not to go here and there and beat about the bush regarding the courts and solicitors and this and that. That's not our way. That's not our way. Always the Vedic culture was that if you lose it. Don't use good money after bad money, they called it. We don't do at all, nothing. We better prefer to lose it. It so happened that we had a field near the village, very near to, on the outskirts of the village, we had a nice field. So, I was hardly 12, 13 years old. So one man, my father had given him for tilling. And he wouldn't make it. And he would not give us anything also. So when I understood, I told, why didn't you kick him out? He's not giving anything. He said, no, don't worry, just be patient. Krishna will do something. I said, what Krishna will do? I was angry with my father. And after a month, he died. That man. He said, see, he's gone now. If I would have kicked him out, I would have to spend to give solicitor court order again, this, that. So forget about it. No, these are the sort of things. They are waiting. He doesn't go. Eventually he will go. And he had a faith. Something went wrong and the fellow died. And the field was free. This, so many incidences are there in my life. My father will never, he advised strongly that don't climb two stairs. One is doctor and another is solicitor. No. God. My younger sister had a bit of lump here. So she was crying in the young. She was only 2 years old. So my mother was very anxious. She said, you don't take her to doctor and you don't care for the children and this and that and that. Father was upset. He said, now we are going to Bombay, he's a specialist. We show her to a specialist. So we went to Bombay. Bombay at that time, specialist charge was 20 rupees. He said, the rascal is taking 20 rupees. Anyway, we paid the thing and we went there. Doctor advised me, this is very bad and this and that and that. He took some blood and this and he said, blood, what can I? Why should you take the blood? He said, I want to check every report. That time blood report means it was like a bypass operation. It was so difficult. So some of the other reports were there, everything was. And then the diagnosis came. So in the diagnosis the doctor told that you have to get operated. So my father asked her, and then after operation, do you guarantee that she will be cured? He said, no guarantee. My father said, Rasul is asking 2,000 rupees. 20 rupees was difficult, 2,000 was sky high. So he said, and he's not guaranteeing that she will be cured. So he said, if you don't operate, she will die within 6 months. So my father told him, let her die. You are not guaranteeing. So at least let her die peacefully, without cutting. So we didn't do anything at all. And that girl is now grandmother. And the doctor, I don't know. And nothing is wrong with her. This is how. Man, these things are very clear in front of our eyes. And even then, like a mad person, we are leaving this Bhagavad Gita and Bhagavatam and running after this phantomous glory. So many things are going on. Please don't be victimized. And to the best of our ability we should shout that people should never be victimized by these things. He is the example. His kidney will have been gone. One kidney was dead, his kidney. And all the doctors advised him that take out the kidney. He said, no, let it be. Bad, all right, he said, let it be. And only with ginger powder, his kidney is working now. The doctor was surprised, your kidney is working. And they advised all the doctors. All the doctors, the Vokar doctors, all together they advised him to take it out.
They want to take it out to sell it to somebody else. They do all kinds
of things. They do all kinds of
things.
Huh? Sinligi. Please. No, he would have lost otherwise. He said, with one kidney, everybody survives. And he says, if that contaminates, then what happens? Ah, it's Krishna's mercy. And he didn't take out. And just by walking and just a bit carefree life with ginger and this, this ginger is the best thing. If the dead kidney can be alive by ginger, which disease cannot be cured? Please, this is the proof. Living proof. Forget anything and everything. This is Bhagavatam. If some juice from our land cures our body, how much this Bhagavatam will cure? Please, try to remember these things. These are eternal facts. Nobody can change. And if they want to change, the horrible results are dukkham. That line, dukkha, dukkha mata diyaham. Whatever remedy we administer, is more horrible than the disease. Yes, sir. And that is by parts. Man, if there is something wrong here, it will eventually be cured. The curing force is inside. It's not to be administered by outside. And again, what they do, they want to widen the walls or change the wall or put another plastic wall or whatever. It's all to facilitate the flow. The living force is already inside the body to create the walls or to clear the walls. There is no need of angioplasty, they call it. They widen the walls and put something. This is our, what is his name? Jeshua the head. Now I told him, why should you go for it? No, I have to have it. Please, instead of Bhagavatam, we go in for this. Suppose you don't do angioplasty and you may have to die. What a big deal in it. Anyway, we have to go. And as it is in India, 60 years is too much. So 60 years people really get ready to depart. Please, this, we are unnecessarily beating about the bush. We have a jewel in our hand and we are running after the glass pieces. Bhagavatam is with you. So many instances are here. Maybe ginger can cure this boy. Why can't he cure everybody? The patience is required. Tolerance and patience will clean your any sickness you have. And sickness is the main problem now in this age. Half of the population, more than half of the population, are running mad to the hospitals. As I told you before, 60 years, when we were children, hospital was not a common thing. There was only one government hospital in the town or village. Only one government. And because government can maintain, ordinary people can't maintain. So there was only one hospital. And that was meant for Shudras. No Vaishnavas went to the hospital. Never. All the deliveries were at home. Everything was at home. This hospital, it started then, like wildfire now. Here in Rajkot, the whole lane is hospital. One area is food hospital. And everywhere there are hospitals. How much degraded we have become. Because we have stopped Bhagavad Gita and Bhagavatam. That was the only this saint could diagnose properly that you have forgotten Krishna and that's why you are suffering. The whole world is helped by this one sentence only. It is his diagnosis. Former there big belly gurus were there. Nobody could diagnose. Nobody. Everybody had different therapy. And so many different paths were there, pantheism. This is the use of Bhagavatam. Please, the clear buddhi, the purified intelligence is nothing else, but fully depend upon Krishna. There is a purified intelligence. And the explanation is given in Bhagavad Gita. How the intelligence is purified. What is the symptom again? Those three verses are very nice. But the thing is, we are not after purifying our intelligence. We are after more contaminating the intelligence. Prabhupada started book distribution because the people were ignorant. They didn't know anything. So books must be distributed. So he was asking for the printing money. In the beginning, you might remember, it was just some little donation. Books were not sold. They were given and just print money. I remember In England, when Prabhupada was there, hardly somebody gives 6 pence, somebody 12 pence. So in the end, £10 and £20 are there, printing is there, that's it. Is it enough? There it started. Completely now, it's changed completely. Now our Bhagavatam set is 4,000 rupees. And our Gorakhpur Bhagavatam set is 200 rupees. Now general public doesn't know what's the difference. See, your Bhagavatam 4,000, Gorakhpur 200. Why I should not buy Gorakhpur? Your Bhagavad Gita is 150 rupees. Asaram Bhagavad Gita is 2 rupees. I told him, Baba, what are you doing with all the money? Reduce the price, please. No. You don't know. You don't know. It means we, Prabhupada said it's all right. When Prabhupada was alive, Jayashree might be a young man, young boy. So he might have put on this kurta. So he said, Jayashree, this kurta or the bifibre, you should always put on. So Jayashree took that as order, that only this kurta. Now Jayashree is 60 years old. Same kurta. Why? The Prabhupada said. And then Prabhupada said, you must have kurta. So your kurta must be according to your body. The kurta may change. Yeah, we are just sticking to his words and not changing at all according to circumstance. The formerly, collection was not the main thing. Distribution was the main thing. That we forgot. Prabhupada wanted the books to go to them. And printing costs should be there. Now, the cost is more important than the books. And that's why the whole muddle is there. The collection becomes the main goal, not the distribution. And because Prabhupada's idea was distribution, in his presence so much distribution was going on. Big party, the Avatama Krishna Swami was running that. What was the big party he was running? Tamar Krishna Goswami, Radha Damodar. Bus, yeah, 10 buses he had. This distribution, it was not collection. And now, instead of distribution, this is, please try to have some intelligence somewhere. At least if not anything yet, we do food distribution or this or that. Why can't we do the book distribution? Somewhere, some purified intelligence must prevail. But we are not going to Bhagavatam. That is our really defect. Nobody is interested. Please, whether somebody is interested or not, we are going to go away. Our time is passing away. So please don't pass away your time. And you be serious. Don't worry about the whole world. But we should put into it. At least we should print whatever we have and distribute it.
Now they want money in advance. They say, send the money in advance, that's the blueprint.
Oh.
Yes, our temple is set.
Way? Because the general, there is no guidance really. Prabhupada, the disciples, they are now nearly 60 years in and out. They are in and out of the hospital and this and that. So again, the guidance is absent. The crude stuff is coming, they don't know what is happening. So they can't guide. So society has become completely guidingless. There is no guiding point. And we don't go to Prabhupada. Prabhupada is still alive in his literature. We don't go to him. We don't try to learn from him. This is our defect. Please, we have to remove these defects. Don't depend upon anything except Prabhupada. And do take Prabhupada from his books. Always, eternally, you will have the guidance. And pure guidance. Please, those who run after Prabhupada, they cannot go wrong. Instead of depending on only collection or this or that, This is Kali Yuga, no doubt we do require funds, but not to that extent. Automatically it comes. To that extent we don't require. But we require Bhagavatam. And we are not, if we are not doing this, we better vacate the place and give the place for somebody who does Bhagavatam. This place is only meant for Bhagavatam. And then for Bhagavatam, we have got 10, 15 acres or 30 acres, whatever. If we don't do Bhagavatam, tomorrow we'll have only 2 acres. If you do Bhagavatam, you'll have everything. For our survival, we have to have the Bhagavatam. So please, and our school is running at 7 o'clock. So after 4 o'clock, we must have half an hour for Bhagavatam at least. Bhagavatam must be there. Daily, in the evening, everybody, those who are here, must come here for Bhagavad Gita. Whether I am here or not, please Bhagavad Gita must go on. Bhagavatam must go on. Otherwise we lose. Whatever we have gained, within no time we lose. Well, Bhagavatam is the main source. Jaya Mudirayat, the means of conquest. If you don't do this, your place is not here. You do these activities first. School or hospital or cowardly protection or distribution or whatever it is the byproduct of devotional service. So devotional service must be first. Other things are useless without devotional service. One rule we should make, that after 9 p.m. we are not out anywhere. That is Maya. 9 p.m. is our limit. We should be inside. And after 3:30, 4 o'clock, we are not in bed. That is, this will save us in whatever condition we are in. We have so much big project on our tari, it will also be completed, provided we follow this. If you don't follow this, please vacate and let the other people come who do this. No other means will work. That is definite. This means, already well tested and well proved, it has worked. And at least it has worked regarding us. Since last 12 months, 12 years, you are with me and we are doing this only. I am invalid, even then the things are going on. Why? Because Bhagavatam is there. I was moving every year around the globe, you know. And they were inviting me because I was with Prabhupada. They say, when you come, Prabhupada is there. So even now Prabhupada saves us. And for our devotional service, we require him. So follow yourself, and the same thing will be useful for anybody who sees you. Don't waste your breath or waste your time, as if the time is running out. You know. Everybody is getting older and older and older. Do these things first. And there is only one sentence I want you to remember this. Any one sentence you pick up from Bhagavatam, and just repeat that one, and organize your life on that sentence. And it will be all right. Otherwise, all of the things you do is completely zero. Rutayatam yat pratiyata, na pratiyata jatmani. Tad vidyat atmanamaya. Tad vidyat, you must know easily. This is my illusory energy, if it is not connected to this. And even now, the times may change. Kali Yuga is there and again Satyuga will be there. But it doesn't matter. But the values of the life just don't change. Never change. You have to do this. You have to do this. And wherever you are, on the planet, you are not going to out of the planet anyway. And this planet is meant for Bhagavatam. Prabhupada, with his hard labor, he has established these eternal values. Now, if we want to brush away the values will not be brushed away. but we will be breastfed. Please don't do that. And this Vishuddhaya Bhukti, Buddhi again, if you want to understand, Bhagavad Gita is clear. See, Vishuddhaya, what is it? Vishuddhaya Buddhaya? Dutyartamanam Niyamyacha. Raga, Shabdadin Vishayan. Read. Buddhya Vishuddhaya Yukto. Buddhya Vishuddhaya Yukto.
Buddhya Vishuddhaya Yukto.
Dutyatmanam Niyamyacha. Shabdadin Vishayananya. Raga Dvesha Vidasya Cha. Vivakta Seni. Laguasi. Yatvakaya manasa. In all these symptoms are given. They see, Vishuddhaya Buddhaya Yukto. You have to arm yourself with Vishuddha Bhukti, uncontaminated intelligence. And what is to be done? Dhrityatmanam. Read Dhrityatmanam. Niyamya is the word. Regulate your life. In any difficult times, you can regulate. Otherwise, in difficult times, our life is unregulated. Always remember, devotional service doesn't depend upon any circumstances. That is why devotional service is non-different from Krishna, and being non-different, it is transcendental. So, your service, don't worry at all. Devotional service must be there. And that is niyamya, regulation. Who stops you from getting up at 4 o'clock? Which are the circumstances you are in? Why should you force yourself to sleep like a hog? No, there is no need of it. No need, any circumstances. Devotional service must go on. And suppose the circumstances are completely opposite, viparit. Even then, we require devotional, more devotional during that time. We may end up in prison, as I told you. Prison sentence also will be there. When we are daily breaking the laws, and somebody is going to catch us, and somebody is going to push us. Even then, who stops us getting up at 4 o'clock in prison? I mean to say that our circumstances don't change the devotional service. Devotional service must be there. And Prabhupada has given very nice definition to the devotional service. That you please read my book, chant your rounds, and whatever seva you can do, do it. That's it. Nothing more is needed. Nothing more. Very simple. Very simple is. But he insists. He was simple, and he has insisted that we should also be simple. How long does it take to wash your own half a sleeve kurta? I was putting on full sleeve kurta in the beginning, but because I was washing, so they were dirty here and they were dirty. Then I thought that it's better to cut off. So since years together, I'm only putting on half. And in the England also I put on half. And if the cold is there, we'll have a chadar or whatever. But it was saved. I was saved from washing the whole thing. And since then it's very convenient. Now I don't want full sleeves at all. Please. So much then we try this. But because if I would not have to wash, then I would put on full sleeves. Then maybe long sleeves. Please. The more you try to test yourself, you'll have to be simple. Without kurta also we can survive. In Rajkot particularly, in acute season, how much here is very hot here. You can never put on kurta. So without kurta we can go. please try to decrease your material fever and increase your this fever. I don't know how to insist, but this is the way. That is the meaning of niyam method. Yes? And then, second line. Shabdadi vishyas tektava. Vishay. Vishay, that is sense objects. Which are the sense objects? Yes, sense objects. How many? Sense objects. Sense objects. How many? Yes, yeah, Shabda, I want Shabda. There is sense object. Sound. Sound, touch. Form. No, man, you're a fool. I want Vishayan. Yeah. Sound, touch. Sound, touch, form, taste, and smell. These are the sense of. In Sanskrit, it is very easy to remember. Shabda sparsha, rupa rasa gandha. Shabda sparsha, rupa rasa gandha. These are sense objects. Tektva, you leave it. We have purified these sense objects. Our shabda is mahamantra. So it's purified. There is no harm in it. There is shabda. Sparsh, our sparsh is purified. We only touch Krishna's lotus feet. We don't touch anywhere. Apart from lotus feet, anywhere you touch, and Bhagavad Gita warns you, Ehi, sauspasya jabhoga, dukkha yonava evate. Adhyantamanta kaunteya, na teshuram te buddha. Always other touch. Ehi sauspasya bhoga. We wanted to touch the woman. And the children were born. And a whole of lifetime. Dukkha, you know. Just let it stand. Your son is doing this. It's your touch. Go after touch. This one. Anybody, me also. You have the touch and you have yoni, dukkha yoni. The source of all misery is there. Please, as you go advancing in age, you will know what the children are. This is touch. Then you touch the rasulas. This is a very pleasing touch. But limited you can do. You cannot have a whole stomach full of rasgullas. And you have to suffer. Indigestion is there. Diabetes is there. Insulation. And 5 injections, man. Can you imagine? Then, what is his name? This one big businessman came from Los Angeles. And we prepared nice prasadam for him. And as soon as he sat for prasadam, it was the injection through the trouser, it went down. Man.
If somebody gets allergy to medication, huh? If somebody starts getting allergy, they have to do it as soon as possible. So they do it through the pan, through the shirt.
Yeah, anyway. Yeah, through it. And he didn't even feel it. Injection. It was a very big thing in our childhood. There was only one doctor in the village. And if he has to inject, oh God, we have to light the stove, then hot water, and that whole same needle will go anywhere and everywhere. So that needle was to boil. And the doctor, 5 people will be running for injection. Hey, what is that? You know, the doctor is injecting. Injection. 5 people, and 2 people will carry the stove. Then somebody brings kerosene, put kerosene in it, blah, blah, blah. Then pot and water and needle into it. And then you take the needle with the bang and put the needle into it, and the injection is ready, and now that's ready. It was like bypass operation. And now injection is so easy. The truth of the thing was that, man, never we thought about it.
So many allergies, people have so many different allergies.
Here in India,
we don't have allergies.
No. There are so many different allergies. No. Sunside is here. This tract of land has everything regarded. I don't know how long does it continue, the way we are organized the sinful life in. We are also heading for the same thing. Because the more the cows are killed, the more reaction will be there. Yes, please do Bhagavatam, and if we get money automatically, do something for cows. That's it. Something for nature cure. That's it. These things much should be used. Only for these things. Instead of making the commercial center, it should be completely religious center. There is a difference between these. And that is Sabdadin Vishwanastheta. Our all sense objects are purified. Shabda, we don't have any contamination. Anyone comes here, they are pleased. But there is no bad vibration at all. That is Shabda purification. Then Roop, Shabda, Sparsh, the touch, we don't have any touch at all here. We have only touch of Krishna. And that is very welcoming. Sparsh, Roop, we Roop only we see Krishna. We don't see any lady here, really. We view the ladies, we don't see. There is a difference between view and see. We don't stare at one lady continuously. We see ladies coming and going, we are viewing it. There is nothing concentrated on that. This is a purification. Taste we have purified. We don't have any taste really. Our khichdi is there. We don't know what taste it is, because we are very hungry, so khichdi is nourishing. That's it. That's the only taste. Or some sabji is there, don't know really what he is using, how is he cooking. No taste at all. That is, we have won the taste. Smell also we are completely purified. All the sense objects are purified. Tekhtva, he says, he should completely leave this. Otherwise, the tape recorders are there, so many pop songs are there, so many things are there, whole Shabda is completely contaminated. Sparsha is always contaminated. And the advancement, the sign of advancement in the whole world here now is that prostitution is very free. That is advancement, which is regarded as sin religiously. There is no place for prostitution. In order to keep the society pure, formerly it was allowed to have 3-4 prostitutes in the village, so that those sex mongers may have their satisfaction there.
Regulated prostitution.
So, no, and they have to have the permission, you know, of the society. These sex mongers, they were entertained by them. So they did not meddle into the society. Now sex mongers, they visit prostitutes also, and they contaminate the society also. Because now the money is the important thing. Formerly money was not important. In our childhood, we didn't see money. 1 rupee if you take, and if you buy the bhoga, 3 children would have to carry bhoga. In 1 rupee. And now if you buy 5,000 rupees, 1 child can pick up. So many differences there. we have degraded like anything. Leaving these things, we have completely gone here and there. The whole thing is completely destroyed. As I told you many times, in this place, when we came, we were staying in that house there. There was nothing here. And we had one chowkidar with us. So his wife daily will roam out here and collect the firewood and cook. And now we roam over the whole thing and we don't find a stick here. In these 5 years, it's completely dry now. Otherwise, in this area, only she was able to cook. Life was so, the earth was so very producing. And now the traffic is increased, roads are increased, the vegetation is completely gone. Now we cannot repair this thing. We cannot go back. We have gone so very ahead. So now we have to manage in these things, making our life as simple as possible, and at the same time utilizing our free time for Bhagavatam, increasing Bhagavad Gita or Bhagavatam. We are fortunate here that you are here for two hours or so, and you are ready to sit here. Only our Jayashree is preparing to go, that's it. and Murli is upside down because it is upset. The thing is, the message is clear and the unlimited discussion is there. Have you any question? Yes. Tejasvi. One sentence we remember today. Isha Sehi Vashaloko Yoshadaruma Yeta. The whole world is under the full control of the Lord. And therefore, every living entity is like a wooden door in the puppet. That's, we remember that. Repeat kar tu, jai ganda tu bhul jata hai. Tu bhul jata hai. Bol, repeat. Isha sehi vashe loko yoshadaru mayyata. The whole world.
Hmm.
And therefore everyone, wooden door. Jai, very nice. Bol, tu bol.
Isha shahi is under full control. Supreme Lord of the Supreme Lord. Therefore, every living entity, is like a puppet, is like a wooden doll.
No.
The hands of puppet master.
Jai. Tirvi Adrega. Amur. Isha
Sehi Vashe Loko.
You shall have no
The whole world,
is under the control.
Full control.
Everyone.
Like a wooden door.
In the hands of bird master, that's it. Jai. Jai Murli ki jai. Repeat Bhagavatam.
Isha
Sehi Vashe Loko Yoshadaru
Mayyata.
The whole world
is under the full control.
Of the Supreme Lord.
Therefore everyone is like a wooden doll.
So he is the cause of all causes. That is the meaning of cause of all causes. Karnakaram. This Prabhupada writes in one purport in a very nice sentence that if you only know the Supreme Lord is cause of all causes, we are sane. If you don't know this, then we are insane. And really it is. If you see Krishna everywhere, you are coming out of all the enmity and envy and greed and lust and everything is completely gone. This is the effect of name Krishna. If we really concentrate on Him being the cause of all causes, then we are completely transcendental. In the sense that material inabilities don't touch us. Magnanimous attitude is there, and we are ready to go along the flow of the time. Otherwise, everywhere you get stuck. You don't get stuck. The stones in the flow of the river, you know, they are round, they are forced to be round. In the beginning, the stone is not round. It has corners. But as it flows, it is banked from every side because of the corners. So the more corners we have in our life, we will be banked. Till we get round. Round is Ishasya Hivasedoko Yashadharumayata. The round shape, that is. The whole world is under His control. What can you do? Whatever is happening is Him. Don't take any credit yourself. In Narasimha Singh, very nicely, that we are just like that dog in between the bullocks. And we think that I am driving the cart. We are not the cause at all. We are not doing anything. It is happening in that way. And that is always clear vision that Krishna is doing. And you are at ease. Krishna is doing, what can we do? Good or bad, He is doing. Finish. Completely out of anxiety. Now you should have, as long as possible, please, if you are lucky, you will have one sleep. One sleep. Unbroken. You go to bed at 10, and within few minutes you should be off. That is the nature of your sleep must be. Within few minutes you should be off. Because anxiety is not there. And because you don't have any corners, you are not stuck anywhere. So there is no need of breaking the sleep. Then you get up and you get up, that's it. That's all. This is the taste of your Ishasivashedoko, Ishadharvita. The more you depend upon the vision of Krishna in everything, you will be free completely to have a healthy life. Please take it from me, whatever little experience I have, that is speaking. Otherwise, there is no other way. Other way, all other ways are dangerous. Man-made ways are dangerous. This is the best path. How to insist, I don't know. But please, in whatever condition I am surviving because of this, you will also be very happy with it. You have the age, you have the body, you have time, you have everything, you are younger, everything in there. Please be sharp in our Atma rights. Our intelligence should be sharp. You know. What is the sentence? Make a thinking sharp. Make a thinking sharp and work. What is further? Thank you, sir. He gives something after. Doesn't matter. The please, thinking sharp is Bhagavatam thinking. And Bhagavatam thinking is only one. He is the Srivashidako. That's it. And that is the nature of Bhagavatam. That as soon as you follow this one line, you are completely anxiety free. Brahma Bhuta Prasannatma na shochati na kankshati. This is Brahma Bhuta. There is nothing else. You don't have to change your lifestyle at all. You just have to change the approach to the material life. Lifestyle you continue, but approach should be changed. Approach should depend upon Bhagavad Gita and Bhagavatam. And that will be very auspicious. Very auspicious. Auspicious in the sense that it releases. It completely releases. Relief. We want, you know, the famine relief they call. If there is a famine, they organize the famine relief. So it is our great relief, you know, from our anxiety. Anxiety is the main thing which is troubling this now to the society. Everywhere we are afraid. Everywhere we are afraid. The things are not that very suitable. And that's why we are getting rid of fear, anxiety, everything. Shokumoha bhaya paha, you know. What is it? Shruya. Yasyam vai shruya manayam krishne param purvashe. Yasyam vai shruya manayam krishne param purvashe. Bhaktir utpatire pusam shokumoha bhaya paha. This is the way to bhaya paha. Shokumoha bhaya paha. Lamentation, illusion and fear completely stops. Apaha, destroyed by only hearing about Krishna. And here we are seeing him. Yishasle hivashe loko, yishad arumayyata. Everything is under his control. So he is the reason of the reason. He is the cause of the causes. So we are seeing him. As soon as yashami shruyamanayam. Seeing means shruyamanayam. He is Shruta Ikshita. He can be seen by ears and not by eyes. So as soon as we hear about him, bhakti utvedate, immediately bhakti is developed. And bhakti is there, then the result is shokamo bhayapaha. Immediately shokamo and bhaya vanish. And daily we are consumed by these three things. Lamentation is there, illusion is there, and bhaya. Fear is there. Completely gone. I don't know how to insist more. Please take this message. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Jaya. Hare Prabhupada ki. Jaya. 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 Jaya.